that may or may not work. If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Elizabeth Lockerplant reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of the holiday spirit. That's from Elizabeth Lockerplant, located at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in neutralizing aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And this morning we're going to have an interview with Senator Mike Gravelle. He was 12 years in the United States Senate, and he was always somebody who challenged the establishment. And as we interviewed him, perhaps 15 years ago, he came to our studio here in Santa Cruz, and at that time he was living in Monterey. But he is really very, very concerned about the watershed event that took place on the 11th of September, 2001. He recognizes the fact that we have not been told the truth about what happened. Certainly this was used as a justification for getting through the Patriot Act and really suspending so many elements of the Bill of Rights, so that they certainly you can be tapped, your telephone can be tapped without a warrant. And then, of course, we have to have a massive program of spying on the American people through InfraGuard. If you haven't looked it up, InfraGuard, your next neighbor may be a member of InfraGuard, reporting on everything you do. Oh, that couldn't happen in America. Well, we have to do that to protect us from the wicked Islamic terrorists who killed almost 3,000 Americans on September 11th. Or did they? Senator Gravelle is working on an initiative to try to get an independent evaluation of what really happened that day. Senator Gravelle, thank you so much for being with us this morning. I'm going to be
quiet
and let you talk and explain to our listeners why you're concerned and what you propose.
Well, I think if any reasonable person were to look at the evidence or not have to analyze it very thoroughly, but just take a look dispassionately at what happened on 9/11. There's no end of videos out there that show how the implosion of Building 7 and the logic of implosion of the Twin Towers does not square with what the government has reported happened. And so if you look at that, there's any number of books. Dr. David Ray Griffin, philosopher, theologian, has written 9 books on the subject, and there's several others. And there's been work done by foreigners. I particularly was impressed by a DVD put together by an Italian Nobel laureate. But if you look at this dispassionately, you come away with, you don't have any answers, of course, when people say, well, who would have done it? We don't know, because there's never been a real investigation. The commission that Bush was forced to appoint because of the pressure from the families of those who were killed, admittedly, the commissioners admittedly stated that they knew that they did not do a good job, that many of the documents they were attempting to get from the government had been destroyed by the CIA before the minute they asked for those documents. Several commissioners called the operation a fraud. But so here's an event, whatever led up to 9/11, what happened on 9/11, the aftermath of 9/11 being the two wars, Iraq, Afghanistan, and the continuous war on terror, which, of course, terror is not a war. Terror is a tactic used by criminal minds to terrorize people. That's not a war, but what it does, by defining it as a war, we are able to sustain the financial support for the military-industrial complex literally forever, since terror is going to be with us forever. It's a criminal activity, and it should be dealt with by police and by intelligence. So that, when you put all this together and realize that this 9/11 is one of the most eventful occurrences in American history, and what it's caused and loss of American treasure, the least we could do is have a proper investigation. And that's all we're suggesting, is that we have a citizens commission, not a government commission. We already went through that exercise and saw the futility of that. But a citizens commission that would investigate this and report the facts to the American people. And this commission would have grand jury powers. They would be able to subpoena, require testimony under oath, and if the facts warrant, indict and turn the indictments over to the authorities to prosecute. So that's essentially it. And since we can't get the government to do this, the best way to do it is to do it at the state level, using the initiative process in California, in Washington State, Oregon, Arizona, Nevada, Colorado, Ohio, Massachusetts, Maine, Vermont, Florida, and submit the same language, identical language, in each state, so that there would just be one commission. And we'll see where that where the investigation leads us.
And of course, each individual state could do a an investigation, because basically if we had just one investigation, why the powers that be, the same powers that certainly discouraged George Bush from having an independent evaluation, would be able to do it. But if you have a number, would you suggest a number of independent evaluations with a subpoena power to be able to get the
all,
truth?
Dr. Stein, it would all be one, just one commission. The, okay. The initiative language would be identical in all the states, and they so when you pass this initiative in California and you pass it in, let's say, state of Washington or Colorado, it would be just one commission with one set of commissioners, and the and so they would be utilizing the powers of those various states. They wouldn't be utilizing any federal powers, because there's no federal commission. In fact, we have no way to commit to create a federal commission of citizens under present U.S. law, which, of course, I'm trying to change with the national initiative. But as far as what we have at hand, what seems possible, now we're in the process of drafting this legislation.
Hold that thought, Senator. We'll be right back here in just a moment with Senator Mike Gravel.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me for a series exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. Starting January the 8th at 1 p.m., we will look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? What does Torah have to do with them? Or how do I know the difference between truth and error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. This exciting series begins January the 8th, 2011. So please join us and call now for details and registration. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. Call 303-522-3562 or 303-257-7576. A love offering will be collected.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Senator Mike Gravel, and he is advocating, actually, state initiatives, putting them on the ballot. And, of course, this would be an educational process by itself. But the interesting thing is there are an awful lot of people. Polls show that there are a large number of people who do not believe the official statement put out by the federal government, you know, that 19 Arabs militants, 15 of them from Saudi Arabia, armed with box cutters, were able to outwit the FAA and NORAD, and certainly that there were no planes in the air to intercept those incoming planes, and that they were able to destroy the Twin Towers and somehow destroy building number 7. It wasn't hit by a plane, but it certainly came down in the evening. Looked just like controlled demolition. Everybody's analyzed it, thinks it was a controlled demolition. I have an interview with a gentleman who was there the day after. His job was to clean up controlled demolitions. He worked for a company that cleaned up controlled demolitions, and he saw the records, and he said 99% sure and certain it was a controlled demolition. So basically, then, who is responsible? And, of course, where you get into trouble is when you begin trying to speculate who was behind this. How was it done? We don't know. All we know is that they immediately took all the wreckage, all of the steel girders, and took them off to China to be melted down. Why didn't they melt them down here in the United States? Oh, we built this great new ship made out of the steel that came. Well, why didn't we do it here in the United States? Let somebody evaluate the girders. Were they cut off? How did you get all those girders to collapse? It was just floor by floor by floor. There's so many questions, Dr. Gravel, pardon me, Senator. And I think one of the big questions is, you know, and where people get into trouble is when they try to speculate as who is responsible. Do you feel this something is, we get into real troubles when we try to say who did it?
Well, of course, the powers that be, would object or don't want to pursue this. In fact, Obama made the statement, we don't want to look back. Well, we should look back. If you don't understand history, you don't understand what's going to happen in the future. And so that's the tragedy of it, that that there's no desire by the elites and by the powers in our society to look at it. And mainstream media has tried to marginalize anybody who talks like this as conspiracy kooks. Well, I don't know that there was a conspiracy. I just don't know who's responsible. I just know that the physical facts that are presented by the government juxtaposed with the physical facts that were investigated by scientists around the world do not add up. And if it doesn't add up, then we obviously owe it to ourselves to make an inquiry as to what really happened and if there is responsibility affixed to what happened beyond what the government has put forth, then, of course, we should pursue that wherever it leads. I happen to think it's this the eventuality of that would be so shocking to the American people that they would really begin to question authority, which is what we need to do right now. Let me give you a quote, Dr. Stan, that I came across just the other day that really says it all, and see if you can guess who the author of this quote. And I quote, "The people can always be brought to the bidding of their leaders. All you have to do is tell them they are being attacked and denounce the peacemakers for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same in any country." Who would you guess that was?
Well, I don't know. It could have been Machiavelli. It could have been Hitler. Who was
it? Well, it was Goering. Hermann Goering, during the Nuremberg trials.
Well, I think it's absolutely true, but I mean, it's as old as Machiavelli. He wrote about that.
Oh, yeah, there's no question. You're quite right. Machiavelli wrote a whole thesis on this, The Prince.
You have to have an enemy to rally the people behind the government. And Machiavelli advocated, you create an enemy, and then you defend the people, and that way they'll give the government power. We want to be protected from that wicked individual, whether it be the wicked communists, the wicked Nazis, the wicked Japanese, the wicked Sunita. And certainly the Nazis were wicked, but of course those of you who listen to our programs regularly know about the 100 American corporations working all during the Second World War to build the war material for the Nazis, but we don't talk about that, the part that Ford and General Motors played in creating the best weapons that could kill American soldiers, and certainly now we have the terrorists, Osama bin Laden, living in a cave over there on dialysis in that cave because he had terminal renal failure, 9 years ago, and somehow or other he's managed to survive in that cave over there with no electricity, simply with his little dialysis machine, keeping his kidneys going, and at least that's the official story. So, but anybody who suggests that Osama bin Laden is dead, well, Mrs. Bhutto did. She ran for the premier of Pakistan, and you can go to my website. We have a YouTube copy of an interview she did with Gordon Frost, where she said, well, of course, everybody knows Osama bin Laden is dead, and a few weeks later, she herself was assassinated, and nobody's quite certain who assassinated her. But anyway, Senator Gravel, what sort of response are you getting with your suggestion that we get these state initiatives through, and how far are you along in completing that initiative?
Actually, we're just at the beginning. I'm drafting with a young attorney who has experience working on this subject with the state of California. And once we get a working draft, we will circulate it among knowledgeable people and try to, improve upon it. It's got some difficulties. The appointment of the commission is a problem legally and properly so. I don't know at this point until we get a draft, which I hope will be within a few days, circulate the draft among other people, get their comments, and try to improve upon the draft. And then to see if the initiative would be acceptable to the various governments where we would file it. They have to, agree that it's constitutional before they would let it go in. So the process, and I do not think that, we won't have the process really in full gear if it goes forward until probably March, April. And then at that point in time, it would be up to those people who feel deeply about bringing this about to do the necessary fundraising, because doing an initiative process is not an inexpensive approach. Of course,
signatures, but the advantage here in California is that you can put these initiatives on the ballot, people can vote for them, And if they vote, then, of course, the state would have the obligation to follow through and get a commission set up. And the one thing that the people, whoever they be, don't want is for the truth to come out about what really happened. And in fact, Jesse Ventura has been doing a very good job, Governor Ventura. If you haven't seen his YouTube on what happened at the Pentagon on the day of September 11th, where he interviews a woman who actually was in the building, came out through the hole made by the plane, or at least we're told by the plane, and she said she didn't see any records, and her life has been threatened by people who work for the government. As soon as she got to the hospital after getting out of the building, immediately the people were there with the overcoats and dark glasses telling her to be quiet, that she saw records. She said, I didn't see any records. And she has been harassed. She fears for her life today. And you can see this program. You'll find it on YouTube. Jesse Ventura talks to her. I've tried to find this lady, and I wanted to interview her myself. I never could track her down, but she's very, very believable. She fears for her life. She was there.
Not only her,
there was no
but
records. They kept telling her, of course you saw records. You saw records. No, I didn't. No, you saw records.
But wait a second. Nobody saw records.
Yeah, that's right.
There's no wreckage of the engines or the landing gears. Nobody saw records. But
videos. They have also, they had 50 videos looking at the Pentagon that day, and they've all been confiscated. And they've only shown three or four frames, and if you look at them, you don't see anything. So, I mean, how could that have happened? I mean, what are if there's nothing to cover up, why are they withholding the videos? Senator Grinnell, I just hope and pray that you can get this out, because I think it's so important, especially at this time, that people begin to question authority. That was always certainly the miracle of America. We had people who did not look to government or the ruler or the dictator or the king or the president or Obama to take care of them. They wanted to take care of themselves. They wanted to be free. And any government that can provide for you from the cradle to the grave has got to be able to control you from the cradle to the grave. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. Senator Gravel is certainly not a right-wing conspiratorialist. He served 12 years in the United States Senate. He was well thought of. He served as a Speaker of the House up in Alaska before he went to the United States Senate. And certainly he's trying to get the truth out, and I certainly admire him for doing it. This is going to be an uphill battle because, believe me, there's be tremendous opposition to it. And yet, I believe that there are polls in the center that really show that almost half the people don't believe the official government story. Is that true?
That's very true. And what that means is that it's incumbent to bring about a new investigation so that we can satisfy the suspicions of the American people.
And, you know, when the 9/11 Commission met, and, of course, I would point out that Thomas Keene, who headed it, happened to come from an organization known as the Council on Foreign Relations. Lee Hamilton came from the Trilateral Commission. Both of them, Lee Hamilton is no longer a member of the Trilateralists, but he's certainly part of the establishment. And their job was to cover up things. That was what this was all about. In fact, it was one senator who was on the commission. He wanted to get to the bottom of it and was asked to leave. They did not want to get to the bottom. They were told not to challenge anything. Basically, in fact, I'm not even sure why they were supposed to have the commission meeting, and why they went through all of this folderol. They interviewed 1,200 people in secret. In other words, secret testimony. And they only used 100 of those people in the public testimony. The other 1,100 interviews have been sealed for 50 years. Why would you seal 1,100 secret interviews with people who knew what happened that day for 50 years? If you're not trying to cover up something, that just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I must say, Dr. Stan, you are pretty knowledgeable about the facts surrounding the 9/11 investigation. So I want to commend you on that. But, you know, those facts cry out for attention. And that's what we're trying to do, is bring some new light on this subject with a citizens' investigative committee.
And I think it's so vitally important. I think it's a great idea, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but at least you're working on this and working on it now. And of course, basically, even the fact that this was initiative on the ballot, I mean, I think the people would vote for it overwhelmingly, whether they agree or whether they don't. Who could be against getting out information? Somebody once said, who you controls the past controls the present.
That's right. All you're doing is investigating something. We're not saying who's responsible. We're saying that the facts don't add up, and we want to pursue knowledge in this area wherever it leads.
And, you know, of course, immediately you'll be attacked. You'll say, oh, well, you think George Bush did this. You think George Bush did this. And basically, of course, nobody's suggesting George Bush did this. But the thing is, we don't know. What's wrong with knowledge? Unless the person sees this, everything will be right back.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Starline Christian School, in operation since 1980 and state-licensed, is a well-rounded educational opportunity for your children. Family-centered with Bible time, structured, and social academic programs. Starline is located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado. Close to Centennial Park, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and two blocks from Jackson Elementary. Transportation is also available to the following schools: University, Montfort, Meeker, Krista McCullough AM Kindergarten Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, and Frontier in Chapelo. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. for children 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool, 8:30 to 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Full care child care before and after school programs. Call for more information, 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541. U.S. Cash Flows reminds listeners, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. A smile and a handshake, or even sending a care package overseas, it's the least we can do for those who have done so much for us. This reminder from U.S. Cash Flows in Fort Collins. Call 970-484-6523.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Senator Michael Gravel, 12 years in the United States Senate, formerly the Speaker of the House up in Alaska. Senator Gravel, before we go on, I'd like you to go ahead and tell our listeners how they can get to your website, get information, and, of course, hopefully down the line, they'll be willing to contribute financially towards getting this initiative on the ballot, but, of course, we need the initiative first. But again, if you're out in the listening audience, you have a question or comment on this issue. What really happened on September 11th? Our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Senator Gravel, how can people get to your blog?
First off, we've got several sites. My personal site is Mike Gravel, one word, .us. The site for the National Initiative is nationalinitiative.us or NI4D.us, which is the National Initiative for Democracy. And then there's another site that involves a comedy program I'm trying to develop, and that is ilikemiketv.com, and people would find that somewhat humorous and interesting. So those are the three areas. We will be developing a site for the initiative, the 9/11 Truth Initiative, but that site really won't be out there broadly until we're satisfied that we can put together the proper language for the text of the initiative, because there are difficulties in that regard, and we'll see if we can overcome those difficulties so that this these state commission authorities are constitutional. And so that's what we're working on now, and I would hope that that work would be completed by the end of middle of March, first end of March.
Well, certainly the Bush administration did everything they could to prevent an independent evaluation of what happened. And when they were forced by Christine Breitwiser and the four the widows of women who lost their husbands in the collapse of the buildings, when they were literally forced to form the commission, they wanted to put Henry Kissinger, of all people, in charge of an independent evaluation. And of course, I mean, Christine Breitwiser said that's the most ridiculous thing in the world. And Mr. Kissinger, if he's going to evaluate it, we want a list of all of his clients for Kissinger and Associates.
Well, it's worse than that. His clients, which are international. But Henry Kissinger can't travel to France or Spain or basically Europe because he's been indicted by the judiciary of Spain for his criminal activities with the deposing Allende in Chile and putting in Pinochet. No, the last person on earth that I would have any trust in is Henry Kissinger.
It's Henry Kissinger. And I thought it was so interesting that he was the man who George Bush wanted to have in charge of the commission. And I think that's so interesting. You see, most Americans don't understand that Henry Kissinger's been indicted by other countries, you know, for his part in murder and fomenting revolutions. But we never talk about that here in America. He is simply the leading statesman, and according to Paul,
it's mainstream media. They continue to consult him,
George Bush,
keep his reputation intact.
That stop everything so they could spend time getting the information from Henry Kissinger.
Did
you know Henry Kissinger when you were there in Washington, D.C.?
Pardon me?
Did you meet Henry Kissinger when you were in Washington?
Oh, when I was in the Senate, sure, I knew Henry very well. And when I was working on the Law of the Sea in the Senate, he was not interested in any of that activity. He was interested in visibility. He's very bright, but just like Obama. Obama's very bright. Problem is they're just into power. They're into acquiring power and hanging on to power for power's sake and all the perks that go with it.
Right.
And that's what's wrong with a good portion of our leadership, is that they don't. In fact, that's the reason why the Congress operates the way it is. You know, they're interested in power, so they sell out to the special interest that will finance their acquisition of office, and then they stay loyal to those groups, and that's the reason why we can't deal with the very myriad of problems that we face. Just thinking education. We have an education system in this country which is horrific. One-third of our children do not graduate from high school. And they're destined to be, sub-economic humans in the future. And that's what we're going for. And for me, education is the first priority. Because if you can't educate the youth, there is no future for the country in question.
I agree totally, but of course, when you say education, I think they need a good education, not the indoctrination that they're getting in our schools today. You know, and
that's obvious. That is really obvious.
I mean, what I can.
There's a whole host of areas. Here, I feel very critical of Obama. He's trying to get. They got legislation introduced to do this, so that he has the same power that George Bush had. George Bush usurped his power by, and the Congress abetted this, by having unlimited detention. Now Bush wants to get formal legislation so that he, as president, could do that. Well, what does unlimited detention mean? That means if by accident you fall into, like what happened in Afghanistan, where the warlords were given a bounty if they turned over two Americans suspected terrorists. Well, if the warlord didn't like somebody, he turned them over and got the bounty, and then that person got into a system of unlimited detention, 6, 7, 8 years, and no habeas corpus, no trial, no determination of guilt or innocence. This is horrific. This issue of habeas corpus goes back to Runnymede. This is fundamental to freedom and British law and American law. And we have wantonly just put habeas corpus aside so that a person doesn't get a chance to be charged and brought to justice if that warrants. He's just detained in Guantanamo, in these rendition prisons that we have around the world, and we still have them. Make no mistake about that. Rendition is still going on under Obama.
And, of course, associated with that torture, which no civilized society would allow, and yet we allow it. And where was the outcry from our religious leaders? That was what really bothers me. Where is Franklin Graham? Where are the other religious leaders of America? Pat Robertson, why aren't they speaking out against torture? Or have we become so callous and indifferent to human suffering and the screams of those who are being tortured that nobody really cares?
Of course, they have, and you're quite right. To sustain, to entertain, to get involved.
Hold that thought, Senator. We'll be back again on number 877-254-7524. Does anybody really care?
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into the search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton. Give Kurt a call at 970-539-6113. reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Senator Mike Gravel. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, 877-254-7524. Well, Senator Gravel, I'm sorry I interrupted you. You were just about to say something when we went to the break.
I had a hard time hearing you a little bit.
Oh, I was just saying that I'd interrupted you just before we went to the break, and you wanted to complete that thought.
Yeah, I didn't keep it.
Okay, fine. Well, it is hard when you're doing talk radio sometimes to keep track of everything. I have the same problem. Under any circumstances, certainly I think that this idea of trying to find out what really happened.
It was on torture. Animals do not torture other animals. It's only human beings that get involved. And it is probably using torture on other people, on one human being, mutilating another human being, is to me the most immoral activity possible. And yet our president condoned it, was proud of what he, in fact, what the biography that George Bush has just published is an indictment, is a legal indictment of himself over the Geneva Convention, which is the law throughout the world and the law in the United States. You know, we signed this treaty, and it makes it illegal to get engaged in torture. But here, this whole issue has not been pursued by Obama, saying that we don't look back. What it means is that if you're high up enough in the authority of the country, you can commit crimes, and nobody is going to indict you. Nobody is going to pursue you. This is a double standard, and one of the reasons why people have such disrespect for the government, because they know that the government has a double standard for the elites and obviously a standard for the ordinary citizens. And when you compare that to, let's say, a person who's caught with a few ounces of cannabis or pot, and they're indicted and go to jail for 10 years, and some have gone to jail for 30 years on that subject, it's just horrific that there is such a double standard in the United States.
I agree with you. The fact that one in every 33 adults in America is in prison, probation, or parole. One of every three young black men, 21 to 31, prison, probation, or parole. You wonder why some of the black people are a little angry at what's going on and why there's such a difference. And
They know they're being discriminated against, and it's obvious from the facts.
Right. And yet, of course, this has always disturbed me so much that our religious leaders, none of them, especially the Republican leaders, were not willing to speak out against torture because, after all, God's a Republican, and we couldn't very well speak out against what the Republicans were doing as they condoned torture. And I want everybody in the listening audience to think of the screams. Think of the screams of innocent people being tortured, and some of them tortured to death by our leaders. And then you say, well, but I don't want to be involved. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose, and there is evil in the world today.
Senator,
you think that you'll have this petition, this initiative ready within, what, 2 or 3 months?
Yes. We're working on the language now. I was working with the attorney. I wrote a sort of a memorandum of the parameters of what would be ideal, and so we've pursued this, and there's just difficulties from a constitutional point of view as to how we can get the membership of the commission in place. But there are other this young attorney has thought of some other approaches, which is Give you an example. A state like Texas does not have a statewide initiative process or law, but about 50 or more local communities have initiative processes, like New York has it, New York City has it, but New York State doesn't. And so we will be able to get in all those local communities involved in joining the commission process, and all we'll need is for each one of the communities to sign on to it, either by initiative or by their local government. So it's a complicated situation, made so because there's no desire with this commission to usurp federal authority. The federal government is superior to state governments, and there's no desire to do that. But that means that this language has to be crafted very carefully so that you rest upon the grand jury powers of a state. And so if you've got several states, and then if you're going to bring in local communities, then you can rely upon the powers of those local communities.
So we have to be sure that
the support would be broader than we realized, but we still have some difficulties with some of the constitutional questions.
Well, the big question is, how do we make sure that we get honest people on there instead of Henry Kissinger and Tom Keene and Lee Hamilton and the other people who are certainly very suspect, in my opinion, as far as their impartiality? Well, I certainly appreciate what you're doing. I commend you for having the courage to do this. And in your twilight years, rather than fading away while you're still on the front lines of the battle.
That's right. What else am I going to do at 80 years old?
Well, God bless you for what you're doing, Senator. Thank you so much. And when anything comes up, and you have the initiative ready, please let us know, and we'll let you get before the American people again. This is a great honor.
Sure will. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you so much. God bless.
And you have a good new year.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, our guest has been Senator Mike Gravel, a former Speaker of the House of the in Alaska, 12 years in the United States Senate, and now at 80 years old, on the front lines of this battle, trying to get to the truth. And if you have not yet seen the DVD put out by the engineers and architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, we actually have it. It's called 9/11, The Search for the Truth. And 1,300 architects and engineers, 1,353 have asked for an independent evaluation. What really happened that day is they haven't told the truth.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me for a series exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. Starting January the 8th at 1 p.m., we will look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? What does Torah have to do with them? Or how do I know the difference between truth and error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. This exciting series begins January the 8th, 2011. So please join us and call now for details and registration. Contact the Voice of Many Waters congregation. Call 303-522-3562 or 303-257-7576. A love offering will be collected. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372, or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning of Mike Gravel. I hope you enjoyed the program. We have a couple of four tape sets actually on this, four CD sets. One of them is called 9/11 Update. And then we have a four tape set on Why Did the Building Come Down? And you'll actually hear my interview with the gentleman on the going to the background of what happened to building number 7. He was there. He was job working for companies that take care of demolition, and he looked at it. You'll hear him say 99% sure that was a controlled demolition. And if you don't believe building 7 was a controlled demolition, go to my website, radioliberty.com, scroll down to the section on other videos on the web, and then go to the bottom of that page. You can watch building 7 come down. Watch it come down half a dozen times. Notice how the center of the roof collapses first. That's what you do when you're taking a building down. You collapse the center of the building first so that the walls fall inward. That's what happened. The walls fell inward, and the building then descends symmetrically. It doesn't tilt to one side or the other. Falls down vertically as they eliminate the base of the building. That's a controlled demolition. And if Building 7 was a controlled demolition, then everything you've heard is a lie. And all those people were murdered, and their murderers are still on the loose. In fact, six of the 19 Arabs who were involved in that terrorist attack are alive and living and well in the Middle East. And maybe you could explain to me how those people could have died on those planes and be alive and well living in the Middle East. And if you doubt that, go up on the Internet. Fortunately, you have the Internet. You can check everything I say. Go up and talk about simply ask six Arabs, 911 Arabs living in Middle East. They're alive and well. Maybe you can explain that to me. When you can explain that to me, then I'll believe everything that I've been told by my government, because I know my government wouldn't lie if that's true. If they can bring those Arabs back who died that morning, why, then anything is possible. Aren't we fortunate to have, but we have really not our government. Our government, I believe in. It is the invisible government that's taken over our government. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get the DVD, 9/11 Truth. It was Richard Gage. You just ask for Richard Gage's DVD. We, of course, have our tape or four CD sets. 9/11, 9/11 Truth, and then Why Did the Buildings Come Down? One of them includes my interview with Laura Chavez, who was at CENTCOM headquarters that morning, Laura said that there was a stand-down order, that they were told that planes were not to be dispatched, that they were, that morning, they were holding a number of exercises, military exercises, simulating terrorists hijacking planes and crashing into buildings. And the most amazing thing is, he said that most amazing thing is that Laura Chavez disappeared after our interview. That's, to my knowledge, the last interview ever did, and nobody's ever heard of Laura Chavez since then. I wonder why. So all of this is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you have any doubt that they kill people in America, you need to get 2 4 tape sets. One of them is called Economic Hitmen. Economic Hitmen, my interviews with John Perkins, who worked for NSA and told how they sent their assassins around the world to kill people, world leaders. And then my 4 tape set, Deadly Assassin, where I interview 2 CIA assassins. One of them is probably dead today. At number 1-800-544-8927. But I want you to think about those dreams of the people who were in torture. What's your obligation, ladies and gentlemen? What's your obligation as a human being?
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
TRI Property Management in Greeley reminds listeners the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. A smile and a handshake or even sending a care package overseas is the least we can do for those who have done so much for us. This reminder from TRI Property Management in Greeley. Call 352-1025.